Clapton's album. What's it called? Course of the...
No?
It's called...
Matt?
Course of the... I can't speak. King of the Crimson Court, or Course of the Crimson King, or anything like that.
Let's start to the podcast.
Well, it's going to get even better, because I've just looked up, as Chris was getting a bit flummoxed by the name of the Crimson Peeps, and realised that I had no waves. So, all that cracking content, all the funniness I just distilled, it's not gonna be there. So literally, the podcast is pretty much starting from now. So,
but just to reflect, doing the claps.
Yeah, but my claps weren't recorded. So can we clap again? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is an absolute shit show. This is gonna be a nightmare from start to finish. So just so everyone knows what's going on. Nick's drinking rum. It tastes like Christmas. It's not really allowed in February, but we're giving him a pass. Chris drinking beer Moretti. He's got two of them, one in a glass, one ready to go. I've got two large styropramens. That's everybody up to date. And also, we're reviewing two shit albums. And because there's no recording before this, we're probably just going to start with the intro then. So maybe my waves disappeared for a reason. Maybe that was God telling us that Chris should do the intro correctly. Right, which of these boring snooze fests do you want to start with first?
Bob Dylan.
Okay, so I'm just going to put this out there. I listened to the album once all the way through. First track was good. Every other song sounded the same. All of it sounded the same. Now, I can't give you an objective view on this album, because I just don't like Bob Dylan. He's boring as fuck. He's done, like, probably three songs which are legendary, and I don't mind those songs, but it's his voice. I don't like his voice. Yeah.
Do you also think he writes good songs, but people cover them better?
Yeah, so Tambourine Man, that was covered best by somebody else, wasn't it?
Who did the Birds.
Cover version. That Birds. Was it, yeah, that was decent.
All Along the Watchtower.
Was that him?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was him. There we go. That's a good song.
What's the other one? Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses did it far better. And there's another guy that did it as well. It was a country and western guy that did it. Am I just making that up?
Not sure. He's probably got hundreds of songs covered by people better than him. Brian Ferry covered Hard Rain's Gonna Fall.
Oh, yeah. So if I go into Spotify and look at his most played songs, you've got Knocking on Heaven's Door, Like a Rolling Stone, Blown in the Wind, and I know all three of those. They're all right, they're fine. Hurricane, don't know it.
Oh, it's really good. It's Off Days and Confused. It's really good. But he's got his voice. He's got his voice going on, you know, the squeaky voice thing.
That voice.
Yeah.
I can't be doing with that. I really can't. And we've got The Times Are Changing as the last most popular song. So make of that what you will. But today we're not talking about them. We are talking about Highway 61 Revisited. So let's just have a quick look at the track list and see if anything pops out as being particularly appalling. I don't think it will, because I think they were pretty
much planned.
Should
we not talk about how good the first song is?
I can't even remember. I just know it was a popular one.
Like what a Rolling Stone?
Yeah, it was alright. I mean,
it's really good.
Do people not just like it because it mentions Rolling Stones, and that's probably where the Rolling Stones got their name from? Was it?
No.
Was it even before that?
No, Rolling Stones were like 2 or 3 years before that.
Why did they not sue? They should sue. If somebody
it's not about
that
being in the Rolling Stones.
But it is, isn't it?
It's not about being in the Rolling Stones and shagging young things, is it?
It's I think it must be. I think, like, literally, if somebody released a song, like, famous, so who's famous at the moment? Dua Lipa. If she wrote a song called Like a Member of Coldplay and released that, Coldplay wouldn't be happy, would they? How did he get away with it?
Oh, I think it's a great song.
Isn't a Rolling Stone another term for a hobo?
Yeah, maybe.
That's what it's about. It's about hobos.
Actually, Nick knows all this stuff. He's in touch with the people. He's in touch with the words on the page.
Doesn't everyone know that?
Didn't know that, Nick.
Shut the fuck up. Well, that's what it's about. It's about, like, traditional tramps on the railway lines. You're a Rolling Stone. You just go wherever you want.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine.
Oh, yeah, I'm reading it now. So, once upon a time, dressed so fine. Through the bums of dime in your prime. I like the way he rhymed dime with prime. clever. Didn't you? People say, beware doll, you're bound to fall. I just don't like it. I know it's famous, and I know I should like it, but is it not just a bit shit?
No, it's good.
Yes, however, not shit.
However, every single other song shit.
They just all sound the same.
Do you know the worst thing is, there's a song, where is it? Blah, blah, blah. Ballad of a Thin Man, seven verses. It's just seven verses with a chorus. Desolation Row, 11 verses. Tom Thumb's Blues, six verses. Highway 61, five verses. It's like, he put a lot of words on the page, but really, musically and melodically, once you've listened to 30 seconds of any song, he just repeats it for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, I just think all the songs, there's no differential in the tracks. No. Now, maybe it's my fault because I didn't listen to the album enough, but there'd been enough difference in all the songs, I probably would have listened to it, but I kind of got through the album and thought, I don't need to listen to that again, because it's formulaic, it's all one particular style, it's all one particular beat on, you know,
sounds
speed,
like it was recorded on the same day. There's no key changes. It's not just really the same, isn't it?
It is, it's just, I don't know, maybe it's a lyric thing, maybe like, he was processing, wasn't he, and, you know, folky, and I just don't like folk music, though, to be honest with you. It's boring, and they all sing in a weird way.
I read the lyrics. No, just utter poetry nonsense. Just wanky six-year shite, you know what I mean?
So, Christoph, I don't really know Bob Dylan. I don't like the guy, but if you had to give me one album to go away, that would convince me that, you know, he deserves to be in this this terrible chart somewhere, what album would it be?
The Best of Bob Dylan. But the really small one from the 60s that had about nine songs on it, you know, released about 68. That's it.
So the one I thought he was famous for was Blood on the Tracks. Is that not an album? Have I made that up?
No, that's famous. But this one and Blonde on Blonde are more famous. That's like his third most famous.
Okay. I've heard of Blonde on Blonde. Maybe that's going to be better if we get to that, which I'm sure
It's got slightly more variation in it. It's a bit better, but it's not great.
Where did this album happen in his career? Was it before Blonde on Blonde and Blood on Tracks, or was it? So this is an early one.
65. So pretty. I think it's the second one after he went electric. I think it's about album number 5 or something. It's pretty early.
Oh, right, yeah, because that was that whole big thing when he pulled that electric guitar and people wanted to kill him.
Which is ace. Judas!
Maybe they didn't want to kill him for the electric guitar. They just got sick of his boring fucking music, and it seemed like a good excuse to finally get rid of the little wanker.
And so
I'm going to be careful calling
me. Come and kick your arse.
Why are you coming after me?
Do you know the good thing as well? I had a look and there's no B-sides, so I didn't have to listen to any extra songs.
Jesus.
Always a silver lining in life.
And what do you think of the cover?
I can't even remember it. Say
it's
that.
Just him sitting in a chair with a really bad coat on. I think it's a really bad cover.
No, I quite like that. It looks quite cool there. I think that's probably the best thing about the album.
I don't like it. I think it's just a photo of him just sitting. And why? What's with the guy in the background? It's annoying.
He's carrying a camera.
Yeah.
Do you not think that it's probably like these days when somebody gets a selfie and they take a really good selfie and that remains their like Facebook profile for like 10 years until they take a better one? I think that's just a picture that someone's looking for. We're having that.
Okay.
That's going to be my pick for next 10 years. Because it doesn't really make much sense outside that context. But I do like the jacket. It's sparkly, purpley, blacky. I also like the fact that he looks younger, because I think at the time you might look at him and think he looks cool and think, yeah, I'm going to listen to him. Now he looks like a bit of a dickhead.
Yeah.
And we're looking back.
We know old Dylan, don't we?
Pardon?
We know old Dylan. It might have been different in 65. The Beatles were releasing like Help, maybe Rubber Soul, maybe. It's like this was probably quite futuristic and exciting. Hendrix didn't exist. The Who probably hadn't released their debut single. You know,
I suppose,
it's a different time.
If you've got half the country listening to Help, which is like, I mean, it's a great album by the Beatles, it's a great song, but it is pop.
Yeah.
And if you want to be like a muso who's not listening to the Beatles, you might be attracted to this nonsense. Just
like
to kind of be
said,
different.
At the party, if you put on My Bloody Valentine, people are like, oh, cool, My Bloody Valentine's so cool. In 1965, you put this on, people are like, oh, Bob Dylan's so cool.
Yeah, but he probably
nobody listens
mistaken.
To it.
Yeah, probably. I've got nothing else to say about this.
I've got nothing else to say, Nick.
It all sounded the same.
So samey.
I didn't really listen to it. It sounded like utter shite to me, and I'm tired of listening to these shite albums over and over again.
Did you get through Moses?
These are the best albums of all time, Nick. As voted for by probably Old Manny's.
Yeah, they don't have any fucking taste in music then, do they? Or a fucking clue. But I don't know. I got through it by once and was like, I can't be arsed. I'll try the other band, King Crimson. And then I threw my iPhone across the room and just stopped listening to music altogether.
So I was listening to it a couple of days ago at work, and I got an email through at the same time as I listened to it on my phone, and it was a 20th anniversary edition of Muse Absolution, which is a great album. It's like a concept album about the end of the world, and it's magnificent. It's fantastic lyrically. It's bob on. It was a band at their prime releasing amazing albums. That should be there. That shit shouldn't be there, should it?
Yeah, it's true.
Exactly.
I mean, everything in its context, and I think you've probably just got a bunch of old men voting for this stuff who don't get out much, and I just... Because I tend to find that the middle-aged man, who's probably, you know, our core audience, so I'll try not to piss him off too much, but they tend to just keep looking backwards and buying the vinyl, the reissues, and
yeah,
there's not many people our age who go out and look out for new music, I don't think. I mean, clearly with the exception. But the rest of those wankers, our listeners, don't.
Try and do an 80-20 mix, guys. 80 new, so, 20 old.
Yeah, like and subscribe.
We'll probably lose people, won't we? Hate and unsubscribe.
So anyone.
I'm taking like the Manic Street Preachers approach to this podcast. We'll alienate our audience until they hate us, and then we'll say it was all meant to be. Then we'll burn the podcast to the ground and never return.
Sounds like a good plan.
Can you get minus maybe subscribers?
Possibly.
Right, King Crimson.
Do we have to talk about that one? Can we just skip it altogether? It's garbage.
I like it.
No, you don't.
No, so
speaking shite, it's garbage.
I thought this
1969. It's so mad. It's out there.
So I didn't mind listening to this one. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's good, but I would go so far as to say it's listenable. At least it's doing some stuff. So, first track, 20th Century Schizoid. Man, the fact I can name it without having to look at my phone speaks volumes. I liked that until it went off in like the 10-minute instrumental in the middle when I just fell asleep.
Funky jazz bit. But how good was it before it did that? It sounded like
it was
Wild Beast or Black Country New Road. It sounded so now.
You know what it made me think? It made me think if somebody plucked Kasabian and put him back in time, that's what they sound like. Maybe I'm wrong.
Explain it, because I don't like Kasabian either, so...
it was good.
I do think the thing with it is, it's like, oh, look how amazing we are. We can play all this really weird bits all together in time, because there's no overdubs or anything back then. You had, like, four tracks or something.
Yeah.
So you had to be a really good person to play stuff like this, you know? I think a lot of it was that. It was just showing off.
And they did. But I don't like all that stuff. It's boring. But next track, I Talk to the Wind. Pleasant. It's all right. I could listen to it. Got better at the end. I liked it. It's fine.
I thought it was the next Pink Floyd-y.
Yeah. The next one, Epitaph. I quite like that. I didn't like it at the start. I thought, oh, this is a bit weak. But once the end kicks in and it all comes together, it's quite a nice little song, that is. And poignant. Poignant. Did I say that right? Poignant.
Yeah, poignant.
So it's a help to say it more seriously. Poignant. And Moonchild, I just like, yeah, I didn't know. I don't know what happened to Moonchild.
First
I lost
3 minutes
at that point.
Were all right. It sounded like the Doves. And then suddenly there was 10 minutes of torture. Just nonsense. Just, I don't know what they were doing. Just worse than Revolution Number 9.
Uh-huh, definitely. After that, I can't remember anything.
The Court of the Crimson King was quite good. It's not quite as good as the first song, but same sort of vibe, bit harder, bit heavier. Quite liked it. So I thought the album overall was pretty good.
Shut the fuck up.
I think it was listenable. Would you listen to it if you were being forced to from a podcast?
I've kept it plus on Spotify.
Really?
We're never going to listen to that again.
First and last.
Never.
No, but I like the first and... But if it comes up randomly on, like, you know, playlists, that's fine. Because I like the first track and the last track. And then the other tracks are kind of Pink Floyd-y. So I like them. You guys don't.
Yeah, I was going to say, calling it Pink Floyd-y is not doing it any favours whatsoever. Yeah. You're just turning me off it even more.
But I think for 1969, the start of prog, decent.
Yeah, I quite like prog music, because I think I mentioned this in the previous podcast, but I was brought up on prog music, Deep Purple, all that stuff, because my dad was a massive fan. And actually, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, I think it's a singer out of Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Is it Greg Lake? He was part of King Crimson. He was the vocalist.
Oh, so was he?
Some crossover there, yeah. So
what do you think of the cover?
I like the cover, actually. It's iconic. It's really, really good.
It is, but it doesn't suit the music.
I think it does, because it's mad. In a bohemian kind of we're fucking crazy way, it kind of suits it in that respect. It suits
the first song, but not the rest.
Maybe. I don't like the fact that I can see right the way up his nose. I don't enjoy that. Also, it looks like something bad's happening to him from behind, and he doesn't quite know what to do about it. I don't know. I mean, it's okay.
Might be your prison experience, Matt.
Maybe. Who knows? It's been a long 46 years on this planet, Nicholas. Right. Have you got anything else to say about Kim and the Crimson Serpents of the Leopard Queen?
Don't know why it's up so high. Don't know why.
No, I don't know.
It's crazy.
I think it's one of those albums that, like, if you were a proper muso and you had a dinner party, you would put it on.
Oh, definitely.
Just so people wouldn't sit
there
and go, what the fuck is this? And you go, yes, I'm glad you noticed this. So this would happen to be the 1969 album by Court of the Crimson Kings, or whatever they're fucking called.
And then Sharon goes, have you got any Coldplay? No, I don't, yeah. Sharon. I don't.
Put on Comedy.
I've got my bloody Valentine on after this, love.
Yeah, it is music for the sake of music. I find it's not wrote to appeal to the masses. It's wrote for
a specific niche. I do like that.
Honestly, it's written like it's to appeal to them and them only, because it's fucking shit. They're high as fuck on drugs when this is the best thing ever. Everyone else is like, the fuck is this shite?
If it was a wine,
doesn't appeal to anybody.
If it was a wine, if this was a bottle of red wine, it would cost £25,000. It was sitting in a glass case until a special occasion, then eventually somebody would open it, drink it, go, that tastes like shit, and we've just lost £25,000. Cork that bastard and put it back and fill it back up with Ribena. That's what would be happening.
Super.
But there we go.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
yeah, absolutely. Right, we have two playlists to work our way through, and we're not going to work our way through them because they're both quite big. So I would suggest that we take turns and just talk about what songs we like off them. And I can't find any of them at the moment. Give me 2 seconds. So what dates are also the 27th and the 3rd, aren't they? Right, so actually, on the first one, there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 songs. So I will go first and point out all the songs I like, and I'm not going to point them all out because there's not that many, actually, I'm looking at it. So I probably like 2 songs off this in the end. I liked The Staves, All Now, which I thought was great, and the Vaccine song, Discount, De-Hooning, and pretty much everything else is average. What do you guys think?
I really liked the Whispering Sun song. I just thought it sounded so good, but I just wish the chorus was a little bit bigger.
So, Nick, try not to swear at me for doing this, but we saw them live at supporting the editors, and that's the reason I'm aware of these guys, because they supported the editors on one tour about 3 years ago. And
every band live, everything amazing.
Yeah, well, all of that. But my issue with them, that when they came on and the band started playing, I thought, these guys mean business. These guys sound fucking extraordinary. And then she started singing and I thought, ugh. But, I'm slowly coming around to her kind of monotonal singing, if I'm being honest. It's not really what I'd enjoy normally, but it does have a certain energy to it in the song, and I think, as of all the songs that they've done, this is probably the best one I've heard.
Thank you for choosing the best.
That's okay. I mean, they have other songs, you should go check them out, and you can listen to her dull monotone tones as well.
And then I just thought the rest were all alright. Sprint, everything, you know, good.
They're alright, but nothing special, are they?
Caged Elephant, I thought, was a bit shit.
Yeah, I wasn't too keen on that. I'm not quite sure why I added it. Did I add it? Yeah, it was me. God, I'm a wanker at times.
It's fine to put stuff on to just, because sometimes it takes 3-4 listens before you go,
yeah,
no, that is shit.
I think sometimes I just go through the latest releases of things that I think I like. I'll chuck it on there to listen to throughout the weekend, and then I'll go, no. Which is normal. Nick, is there anything you particularly like or want to mention, or are you happy to?
No, I mean, I'm kind of happy to move on. I wasn't a huge fan of that playlist, to be honest with you. There wasn't that much in there that was like, oh yeah, I really need to listen to that again and again. I mean, obviously the vaccines, I chucked that on because, you know, vaccines are cool as fuck, but
I know.
Yeah, that album's yeah. amazing. That's amazing.
Great song.
But other than that, no, it was meh.
Okay. Okay, next, the next playlist, because we're doing 2 weeks because we didn't have a podcast last week, we are going to talk about the first song, which I think is genius. And okay, so I'm back.
Like, everyone just sit back for the next 10 minutes and listen to Matt jerk off about Billy Joel.
So
just relax.
A bit of background to this one. So I grew up listening to Billy Joel.
Oh, for fuck's sake, we don't need background.
Yeah, you do.
So just talk about the fucking song.
So my mum used to play Billy Joel all the time. She had his vinyl and she just literally cleaned the house, vacuuming up to Billy Joel. So I'm probably not, you know, biased in this. It's been ingrained in me since a very young age. But I mean, the background to this is that he released Stormfronts in 94. No, it wasn't Stormfronts. It was the one after, about the river. In the river of the night.
Oh, I and was hate that. That.
Was that about 93, 94?
Oh, I hate it.
It was ages ago, wasn't it?
Oh, ages ago.
And he said he had nothing else to say after that, and he said he wasn't going to write anything. And it's been 20 years. 20 years of silence from Billy Joel. Then he just announces 2 weeks before it drops, oh, by the way, I've got a new song. It's coming out in 2 weeks' time. And you're like, what the fuck? Billy Joel's got a new song. And so I kind of approached it with trepidation, thinking, if it's another fucking In the Middle of the Night, like a Walk in My Sleep song, I'm not going to be happy. But it wasn't. It's an honest return to his early 70s albums, when it's just him and the piano singing some of the best songs I've ever heard in my entire life. It's beautiful. I think it's probably one of the best songs I'm going to hear this year. It's called Turn the Lights Back On. And I've watched many podcasts on it now, because I like to watch music podcasts, and some people are saying, is it him talking about, has he left it too long to come back? Because lots of people think it's my relationship. Have I left it too long to turn the lights back on? Like, have you not been paying enough attention to your wife? But there's this other analogy that, because his greatest love is music, and he's saying, oh shit, have I wasted the last 20 years when I should have been doing stuff like maybe Barry would have been, because Barry never stopped, did he?
Oh yeah.
So did he leave it too long to turn the lights back on? It's kind of a beautiful ballad, and if it is an indication of what he could have been doing for the last 20 years, I think the world's a poorer place for it. So anyway, that's my, if we could have like singles of the month, that would be my single of the month.
Okay. Wow.
I think it's just alright. Sounds like a belligerent stage track.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Did you listen, Nick? Did you like it? Did you hate it?
To be fair, I didn't hate it. I wanted to hate it because, you know, fuck Billy Joel, but it was okay. Not sure single of the month would be my recommendation there, but it was all right.
It's a compliment from Nick saying it's okay.
It is, yeah, that is. I'll take that. Okay, I'm going to call that one of a song just because I've got an exciting story.
I went and saw these bands live and I met them and I jerked them off. Is that what you're going to say? That's what you usually say.
So, it's even better than that. It's even fucking better than that, Nick. This is going to fucking blow your mind. So, John Bramwell is the lead singer of a band called I Am Clute. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of him.
Yeah.
Anyway, I supported him at a festival about 2 years ago. It was a Christmas gig for a charity gig in Manchester. And John Bramwell was going on holiday afterwards. So, he said to Owen, who's the manager of the band I'm in, who also was the festival organiser, I can come down and play for an hour because it's for charity, but I'm on my way to abroad away for Christmas, so I'll need to borrow a guitar. And he played the whole gig on my guitar. How awesome is that? So I sat there watching him play the gig, taking like a thousand photos, going, it's my guitar, it's my guitar, it's my guitar. So I did the support act and he came on, played my guitar. Fucking amazing. One of the best nights of my life. So that's the story. So I'm a big John Bramwell fan just because I've seen him live and he's famous and he's played on my guitar. Nothing else really to say. It's a pretty Beatles-esque song, isn't it? Did you guys like it?
I thought the vocals were really nice, lots of, you know, depth to them, but the rest sounded quite demo-y. Jinky Home Records.
Yeah, I think he probably does. I think he's probably got his home studio. I think he's completely different than his last album, because his last album, so he's only done one solo album since I Am Clute broke up, and it was called Leave Alone the Empty Spaces, and that was kind of like a desolate record, a really dark, dark record. This feels kind of hopeful. It feels kind of like it's light. We're in a good place. Yeah, we're going to do this kind of like Beatles-less melodies and we're going to enjoy ourselves. So it's completely different. And the thing I like about John is he never stops touring. So even though I and Clute have broken up and been broken up for a few years now, because I follow him on Facebook, you can literally see him down the road at your local pub. He's literally always playing, and he's always selling out venues. So he's one of these grassroots artists that just keeps going. And he's a really, really nice gentleman as well. And he didn't break my guitar, which helps. But that's probably all I want to call out from this. Have you guys got any call outs?
Again, so-so, wasn't it? Last Dinner Party. The album's quite good for them.
I've not listened to it, you know.
It's kind of like Wet Legs album, you know, how that was just an album full of pretty decent stuff, some better than others.
Yeah.
There's a song on it called Burn Alive that's really good. Might put it on next week's playlist.
Is the whole album out yet?
Yes, definitely.
The only other, I like the Bleachers. No. I've liked them for years.
You know what? I've never come across them before, but I didn't mind that song.
Check out a song by them called Roller Coaster. Really good.
Not sure why,
but I put it on the playlist. If you've not heard it, I'll put Roller Coaster on next week's playlist.
I expect them to be like a really heavy guitar-driven band with the name The Bleachers, but they were quite like poppy, weren't they?
This might be a complete lie. But you know, Chris's fact time.
Don't do that.
Here's a fact. It's Chris's fact. It could be wrong. I think the guy with The Bleachers wrote songs on Taylor Swift's 1989 album, like Out of the Woods. But I could be completely wrong. So yeah, he might have a Taylor Swift connection. He might not. It's a good fact if it's true.
Taylor Swift's got a new album coming out, you know? April.
She's always got bloody new album coming out. All she ever does is release bloody albums.
I know, but you would if you could, couldn't you? We'll have to see her twice this year. Twice. Seems exuberant by any measure.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, really, really, really bloody
you
watch.
You could rent a small caravan in Wales for that.
Yeah, it's tough which one I'd rather do, to be honest with you. I'm a bit torn. It's fine, though. We get to go to London, so we'll go to Camden Town for the day, then begrudgingly go to the Taylor Swift concert at the end.
Is she O2 or is she Wembley?
Wembley.
Oh.
And we're doing Liverpool, the Echo Arena as well.
That's close to you, that's alright.
Oh yeah, that'd be fine. Just nip down after work. Be fine.
Super.
It does seem excessive, though, to Taylor Swift gigs in 1 year.
Because they'll probably be the same.
One seems excessive.
Yeah, to go from no Taylor Swift gigs in 4 to 6 years to 2 in 1 year, it seems a leap that I had to be encouraged to make. But there
I think we should put a disclaimer in that you do have a primary school age daughter, and that's why.
You see, but the thing is, I do quite like Taylor Swift. I can't even deny it. So her 1989 album is fantastic. Oh, Reputation is fantastic.
So good.
I even like the slow folky one, whatever it's called. But again, going back to my mum playing Billy Joel and getting ingrained into my brain, I live with George, who loves Taylor Swift, and my little girl, Winter, who also loves Taylor Swift. So I don't get any choice. I just have to, even if I wasn't listening, I would know all the lyrics, because that's just the world I live in. But I don't mind her, to be honest with you. And there's not many artists around these days putting on a show like she does, so I guess it'll be an experience. Why the fuck are we talking about Taylor Swift? She's on the playlist. She's not one of the albums.
That's not indie, but it is for kids.
Just look at the disgust on Nick's face.
He's probably never heard a Taylor Swift song.
Scowling at me through this.
Swift.
Oh, that's a good question, actually. Could we use FaceTime for this instead? Because that doesn't have an hour limit, does it?
I've got an iPad, but I don't have an iPhone. Does iPad have FaceTime?
Yeah.
I could do it on that.
I don't know. I don't know if you can do 3 people at once. You can't just talk.
We're only at 31 minutes. I don't think we need to worry about an hour today.
I know, but this is because we had 2 shit albums. I mean, there's not a lot you can say about those albums.
There's not.
No.
I mean, there is if you're a pretentious wanker, but we're not. So there we go.
So are we doing the reveal for next week?
Oh, no. Let's just enjoy this moment of quiet.
Sophie's choice. Who are you going to choose, Matthew?
Right, I won't need to listen to these albums, will I? Because I'll already be aware of them from what you're saying.
You definitely don't need to listen to one. And I don't. Okay. I just know you really like the other band, but I don't know if you're obsessed with them, but I think you are. So anyway, band number one, 1960s Beat Combo.
Nice. Oh, Simon and Garfunkel.
No, not a beat combo.
Did you say beat? I don't know.
A little beat combo from Liverpool. I think they're going to do wonderful things in the charts.
The Beatles.
The Beatles. With a seminal 1965 album.
Help.
The one after.
What's one after that? Revolver.
Rubber Soul.
The one between.
Oh, Rubber Soul.
Rubber Soul.
Yeah, Matt, you said you're a fan of the Beatles. Jesus.
I do love that album.
It's embarrassing.
So now, a band. So again, Chris's facts. They might be true. They might not be. A band, probably from New York, but they might not be. I think they're from New York.
Christ.
Famous in the late 70s, early 80s. I think there's four of them. I think one's a woman.
Talking Heads.
It's Talking Heads.
Okay.
And their seminal fourth album, Remain in Light.
Oh. I think Talking Heads might have this, you know.
Rubber Soul.
Oh, I hate you guys so much.
Rubber Soul.
Rubber Soul is so good. It's got Norwegian wood. I once had a girl, or should I say?
Rubber Soul's
full of 10.
You
remember that shit band that did the cover, but didn't do the cover?
Oh, yeah. So there, Sophie's Choice, Matt.
Yeah, Talking Heads versus the Beatles. See, I love Talking Heads.
I thought you loved Talking Heads. I did think you loved them.
I do love them.
And it's only got one song on it, I know.
Which one's that?
One of them. What's on it?
Is it there?
I had a look earlier. It's either Once in a Lifetime or Road to Nowhere.
I'm on a road to nowhere.
I think it's one of them too.
What's the Talking Heads album we've got listed to?
Remain in Light.
Yeah, so.
Remain in Light. So never fucking heard of it.
You might find something you like for the first time, Nick.
Doubt it.
Yeah, this is a great album.
It's only 8 tracks.
Bonus.
Yeah. It is.
Andy.
And they're not massively epic. The whole album's only about 35-40 minutes, if I remember correctly. I mean, there's some great songs on here. There really is. You've got The Great Curve, you've got Born Under Punches, Houses in Motion, Listening Wind. You're in for a treat.
What's the song I know? Is it Once in a Lifetime?
Once in a Lifetime, yeah.
Yeah. Which is obviously 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it's 10 out of 10. It's gonna come
I wonder
down
what
to
you're
going to
give 20 to.
It's going to come down to the spreadsheet, this one, isn't it? 100% it's going to come down to the spreadsheet.
And you know, Ringo, he's probably let you down with his What Goes On.
Yes, piece of shit that, isn't it?
It's not a seminal Ringo song. He could be dragging that album down for you. Ringo could literally be to blame.
Rubber Soul is probably one of the first Beatles albums I actually fell in love with, if I'm being honest. Yeah. It's one of the first CDs I actually brought.
Start to end, it's pretty solid.
Drive My Car's amazing, Norwegian Wood's amazing, Nowhere Man's amazing, Michelle, no, not really, Girl, alright, In My Life is fantastic, If I Needed Someone's fantastic, We Can Work It Out's fantastic.
You know, we can leave this till next week.
Fantastic. We Can Work It Out in Day Tripper's not on that album.
Is it not?
Are you in the American version or something?
Yeah, I'm on the Deluxe edition, say there.
They were like standalone singles or something. Anyway, this is a next week thing.
We're getting
carried away with us.
Well, you know, do we need to listen to him? Can we just do it now and move on? I can probably grade them all as said right now.
I'm kind of excited to listen to the Talking Heads because I've never gone into a Talking Heads album. I've done the best of, but that's it. So
really?
Let's see if... Yeah, so this might be
you're in for a treat.
This might be like something new. This might be the whole point of this bloody thing. 14 episodes, we might actually get to the whole point of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're going to enjoy this album. I think you will.
So are they from New York?
Pardon? Yeah, I think so.
I think they are.
They're American.
And I think they've got a girl, haven't they?
They've definitely got a girl keyboardist, yeah.
Ah, okay, cool.
I can't remember
her
name.
Get in. Chris's facts are factual.
You see, Talking Heads are a recent discovery for me. When I say recent, I mean nothing's recent in my life because I'm old. But I got into them in my 30s. And when you're in your 30s, you don't quite get as obsessed as you did in your... You know, when you're 15 and 16 listens to the Beatles, though. Although I love the albums, I probably don't know them as well as, like, the Manics or Suede or Beatles, but definitely albums that I listen to on a regular basis, so it'd be interesting.
Superb.
This is going to be the shortest one ever, isn't
hopefully,
it?
Yeah.
Right.
Is there anything we need to say to our 16 viewers who... Chris, did we get many listeners last week? If we didn't, just say 16.
Yeah, 16. So, but you know what's rubbish? It's fake because there's 16 people that have liked and subscribed. I bullied two people at the pub on Friday night because I was out with work to like and subscribe. And unless they then went and unsubscribed, we still only have 16. But I know for a fact they liked and subscribed.
So it takes probably takes a few days to update.
It was Friday.
Well, I don't fucking know. Maybe your friends are wankers and they just lie to you.
Well, I watched them do it, but
yeah, I would imagine so. No fucking subscribing to that twat.
That bullshit.
Don't want that shit on my phone.
Yeah, these were Scottish people, and like, bearing in mind that I probably talk the most and I'm very English. Thinking, why has he got me this fucking English wanker?
I did say choose your favourite bands, you know, don't just pick any old random one. Pick something you like.
Absolutely. And they'll still be that.
You can put on a Scottish accent.
probably abusing it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, go put on a Scottish accent. Go say bye in a Scottish accent. Like?
Fish you doing like? Is that good?
No.
It's terrible. So Scottish. Right, we can continue talking, but let's say goodbye to the viewers so I don't have to edit all this bullshit later.
Bye bye, you goodbye, losers. Gonna be something more useful.
We love
you. Tell your friends.
See you later.
Take lots of drugs.
Don't take drugs. Do take drugs, actually, it's fine.